Hello?
What do I want? I want Cadbury.
The Cadbury Show! Hello, Elsie. Why so sad?
Oh, Mr. Goldsworthy. I went to the Rices and, well, I won't say how I went, but later on our guest singer will sing "You've Got to Give a Little" and I'll pass the hat round. You know, I think the horse I backed was dead.
You mean it wasn't trying?
No, it was dead. They even had an obituary notice in the race book. But I knew it wouldn't win because a jockey backed it.
But, Elsie, that should have made it a certainty.
No, Reg, he backed it into the starting stall.
Oh, I see.
And when the race started, my jockey went up with a barrier, and that made him nervous.
Made him nervous?
Yes, he was too highly strung.
Well, your horse may not have been on the dope, but the dope was certainly on the horse. Mm. But even a dope like him could be sure of one winner.
And what winner would that be, Reg?
A famous double, Elsie. Cadbury's Toasted Almond Chocolate. Here's a chocolate that is two flavor tricks in one chocolate. First off, there's smooth, creamy dairy milk with its glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk in each half pound. Then there's crisp, crunchy almonds, specially toasted to bring out a new, exciting flavor.
Ah, oh, now you're talking about a real favorite.
Right, Elsie. Your chocolate money is always well placed in Cadbury's Toasted Almond Chocolate. Once you taste that nutty, nourishing chocolate, it's certain you'll want to try it often.
In other words, Red, you're saying Toasted Almond is really in the race?
Certainly, Elsie. For flavor, for value, and for nourishing goodness.
Then I better race along to my chocolate counter. What time's the first call?
The call, Elsie? For Cadbury's Toasted Almond Chocolate, now is the time for I Want Cadbury's.
Now, Elsie, I'm going to speak straight to you. You'll never make any progress with Bert until you employ romance.
How do you mean, man?
Well, make him say something sloppy. You know, put the words into his mouth like this. Say to him, "Look at me, Bert. I'm the girl you're going to marry. Look at me and tell me what you think."
Well, I tried that.
Well, what did he say?
He said he'd have to have his eyesight tested.
What a passionate lover. The only time he ever squeezed you was in the P-car bus.
But men, purses, kisses. Oh, he kisses just like Rudolph Valentino.
But Rudolph Valentino's been dead for 20 years.
That's what I mean. You know, maybe it's me, men. I think I'm losing my glamour.
Oh, what makes you think that, Elsie?
Well, I went hitchhiking at the weekend and I tried to thumb a ride.
Elsie, you didn't.
I did so too. I even lifted my skirt up to my knee and showed my leg.
Eee. And did you get a lift?
No, men, but three men tried to run me down.
Well, it might be a sign you've lost your glamour, but you've got to go all out for purse. Now, you're not as young as you are on the electoral rolls, you know.
Now, don't you be rude about my age. You know, I'm in the neighbourhood of 32.
Yes, but the neighbourhood is spread in the outlying areas.
Well, I'd do a lot better with Pursman if you left me alone with him in the loving room.
Loving room? Loving room? That's living.
You're telling me. Now, what approach do you think I ought to try, Min?
Well, I still think you ought to work on his memory.
On his memory?
Yes. Remind him of the gay young thing you used to be.
What's this used to be business?
Well, you know what I mean. Get out your photograph album. There must be lots of glamorous photos of you in there.
Oh, that's a good idea. I've got all those snaps of when I was in the circus. Oh, that ought to please him.
Oh, yes. I'll enjoy looking at them myself. I always liked that one of the India rubber man dancing with the tattooed lady.
Yes. Three sambas and he'd rubbed out half her pictures.
Hello, Jellybrain. That's your old flying purse.
Old flame's right. You burn me up.
Now, Minnie, please. Purse, there's something I want to ask you.
What is it, Jellybrain?
Well, you remember last night when we were sitting in the lounge room on the settee? It was all romantical and quiet. And you suddenly put your hat on and went home.
Well, you turned off the light. I can take a hint with the best of them.
Yes,
Elsie, do you think Purse would like to see your scrapbook?
I? Oh, yes, Min, yes. What a coincidence that I should have it right here. Yes. Look, Purse, look.
Ah, oh, Jellybean. Circus pictures. Oh, I didn't know you used to be in a circus. What did you do?
Just nothing.
Oh, come off it. I can see by the pictures. What part did you have in the circus?
They used their cast-off skirts as tents.
Oh, what?
Oh, cast-off skirts as tents.
Oh, that's better, yes. Gee, Elsa, I've always been keen on the circus, you know. I remember when I was only 10 years old, I saved up ninepence and sat in the cheapest seats in the tent. And when the elephants came on...
I know. The biggest elephant came over, picked you up and put you over in the dearest seats.
That's right, Jellybean. How did you know?
I was the front legs of the elephant.
Look, the two of you are just having me on.
No, Min, fair dinkum. Look, I'll show you what happened. Now, look. The elephant picks me up like this, see?
Help! Purse, put me down! Put me down, Purse!
Yes, come quick.
Oh, I was plunged. Purse, put me down! Oh!
Well, he could have made it feet first. And Miss Plunge, Purse was just showing me what an elephant did to him when he was a boy.
Oh, you poor man. Why didn't you kick it back?
I turn it up. I was trying to explain that this elephant actually treated me as though I was her own son.
Ah, now I remember. The last time I saw a head like yours, Purse, Savile was sitting between its ears.
Aye, listen, Min.
Purse, not in front of you know who.
Oh, by the way, Miss Elsie, have you seen my super sheer unshrinkable nylon negligee? I hung it on the clothes horse in the laundry and I haven't seen it since.
Oh, how silly of me. I thought it was the pudding floor.
Oh, Michael will be livid. He's my Thursday lunch.
Well, I hope he won't be cold without it.
Oh, no. No, he gave it to me as a present. Of course, I'm mad about Michael. Only for Thursday lunch.
Miss Plunge, that dress, are you wearing it or carrying it?
Oh, how droll you are. I find he keeps me quite warm.
Me too.
Purse, come back and look at these photos.
Right, Adjali Bean. Oh, look at this one. It's the half man, half woman.
Yes, and they were always playing up. He used to drink too much and make a fool of herself.
Oh, you were in a circus, Miss Elsie. What made you give it up?
Well, I was in a bareback riding act with three other girls, but I just couldn't stand them jumping up and down on my shoulders and their boots. And as for those spurs...
Well, maybe one day you make a comeback.
Yes, Elsie's made so many comebacks she could start a sheep station.
Well, I suppose I'll see you at the circus tonight. It starts at 8, you know.
Circus? Tonight?
Yes. They put their tent up on the vacant block down the road.
Oh, hear that, Purse? We'll have to go. Or maybe you'll see that elephant again.
I'm going with Lester. I'm mad about Lester. He's an acrobat. Oh, he's a circus.
Isn't he the boy with the bags under his eyes?
Yes. He's a two-ring circus. Well, cut off for the praise.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. got a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And an old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate gives you the rich flavor of milk. Milk, fresh, creamy milk. That's because there's a glass and a half of that milk in every half pound. That's the reason why dairy milk tastes so good. Why dairy milk is so good for you. Part of that satisfying goodness comes from that delicious blend of Cadbury's first-grade quality chocolate. That's what puts the deep flavor into every thick, chunky square. Next time you're buying chocolate, be sure it's Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. As more and more people are discovering the cue for perfect chocolate is and always will be, I want Cadbury's.
Oh, I'm so excited about the circus. It brings back such wonderful memories.
Like what else?
Oh, like the lion tamer. He drank so heavily that when he went into the cage and breathed on the lion, its mane fell off.
Go on.
Yes. And we had the only king of the jungle with a crew cut.
Hales? Well, what's the idea of that fatty you had of the man balancing a fish on his nose and the seal standing by looking at him?
Oh, that was a Sunday show and the seal had a 6-day contract.
Well, I suppose you had a lot of freaks in your circus, Else.
Oh, yes, men. We had the wild man from Borneo, the bearded lady was a deserter from the Navy, and the man on the flying trapeze came...
straight out of a sick bed.
Speaking of freaks, look who's here, Mr. Hercules.
Can I get you something? Depressed, for instance?
You can get me some vegetables. Now, let me see. I want some spices. What are those little hot things?
They're me hands.
I mean chilies. Well, I think I'll just have a pound of beans. I hope they're stringy.
They're stringy, all right.
Good. Purse uses the strings for shoelaces.
Hey, Mr. Herc, what do you do for relaxation?
Oh, I have lots of jolly fun with me tent. I like to set it up on the back lawn.
On the back lawn? But why don't you go out into the bush?
But it's an oxygen tent, and you can't trust these country hospitals.
But surely you don't expect to go to hospital when you're camping.
I might, if I'm lucky.
Oh, dear. Look, tell me, how much are the beans today?
4 and 6 a pound.
4 and 6? What are we going to do about the cost of living?
I don't care. Living doesn't really interest me.
You know, you shouldn't keep all your fun to yourself, Mr. Herc. Why don't you spread it around? With your medical knowledge, you could write a book.
Me? Write a medical book? What could I call it?
Vanished with Bismuth or Gone with the Wind.
I've often thought of writing the book, though.
Have you got a good plot?
Yes, it's a nice shady spot surrounded by trees.
Not that sort of a plot. I mean, a story. You can't write a book without having a story. Look, I'll give you an idea. There was a musician sitting in his flat playing the piano in the early hours of the morning, see? Now, he was really beating it out when the landlord came in and said, "Do you know there's a sick lady upstairs?" The musician said, "No, but hum it."
Oh, 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 very good, hum it. Oh, I'll have to go. It's the laughing. Oh, I'll have to see about these little lumps in my arm.
What's wrong with them?
I keep mistaking them for muscles and they overtax me strength. Well, see you again. Be brave.
of the boy I left behind me down on Moonlight Bay.
He was heading home.
With a sigh for his returning, with the light of love still burning, as in days of yore.
Everyone has a special hankering for Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. It's so creamy, so smooth, so full of nourishment. That's because of the glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk in every half pound. Everyone goes for that deep-flavored Cadbury quality chocolate, too. It puts the rich, satisfying goodness into each thick, chunky square. Call at your chocolate counter tomorrow for a block of that number one favorite. Cadbury's Dairy Milk is top chocolate value. An irresistible reason for I Want Cadbury's.
You know, Purse, I'm quite excited about going to the circus.
Yeah, me too. Well, I hope Elsie isn't long getting ready. I want to hand out some leaflets for the antisocial party.
Oh, dear, is that still going?
A good thing it is. We're working for the people in the theatrical profession. Have you realized every time they work, people just stare at them? Ah, even in comedy shows. But we're going to give them some of their own back. We're arranging for some tickets so they can watch some fellas excavating.
Free tickets?
Of course, but encores are overtime.
Oh.
We were going to have them watch the politicians at work, but we couldn't find out the times when it happens. But we do know when the police work.
Oh, when's that?
As soon as our president leaves his house. Ah, but we've got a new slogan. I'm dead hot on slogans. That's it there, leaning against the wall.
Let's see. What's this? No smock?
Yeah, we're against everything.
But, Purse, what does it mean, no smock?
Well, it was really no smoking. But it broke while I was wrenching it off the wall. There's another sign there. We're dead against that, too.
What does it say?
Ladies retiring. But there's another group in sympathy with us. I saw one of their signs today.
Oh, what did that say?
Danger. Men at work.
You're not a bit of a help to the working man, you know.
You can't say that. Why, we're working to get the morning papers delivered earlier. They're too late as they are. Why, some national calamity might have happened during the night. A brewery might have burnt down, or... Well, they might have scratched the favourite. A man could go to work in blind ignorance.
Well, you've got a running start on most of them.
Well, you two, have you been arguing again?
No, Jellybean, just waiting for you.
Oh, well, I'm ready. Let's go down to the circus.
Gee, I wonder if I'll see that elephant.
Well, here we are, Elsie. This is the circus.
Ah, the circus. Canvas. Sawdust.
elephants.
Ah, does it make you feel like going back to the old life, Elsie?
Ah, yes, men. Once you get a taste of sawdust in your mouth, there's only one thing you can do.
Yeah. Go and tell your butcher not to drop the meat on his floor.
First, you're not a bit romantical.
Aye, look who's here. Aye, Elsie. Elsie, remember me?
Yeah, Harry Hartwangle. Oh, so you're still in the circus.
You betcha. I'm still the greatest tight wire artist in the business.
Yes, but you were no good even when you were sober.
Hey, what are you doing here anyway?
Well, I've come to see the show. Look, and I brought my sister Minnie and my boyfriend Purse. Purse, this is Harry Hartwangle.
Oh, pleasure to meet you.
Harry was my manager when I was in the circus.
Yeah, you betcha.
Roll up, see the greatest lady wrestler in the game. Two can Elsie.
all right, those days have gone.
Oh, don't say that. Why, the circus needs you.
No, Harry. Cuckoo Avenue might be just a little ordinary street where nothing ever happens and the people are just a bunch of ignorant nincompoops. But there I belong.
Yeah, but, Elsie, don't you remember how it used to be? Heartburn Harry, you called me, remember? Come on, Elsie, give us a kiss. I'm still as tough as ever.
Aye, 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 turn it up.
This is an old friend.
An old fiend, more like it.
Come back to show business, Elsie. I'll give you a part in my next play.
What is your next play?
Well, that's up to you, honey.
I want to see the elephants.
Don't rush me, Purse. I haven't seen Harry since that night he sang that lovely song to me.
What song was that?
I'm dancing with tears in my eyes because the girl in my arms has had onions. But, Harry, about this play,
yeah.
You're really going to produce one?
Well, you betcha. I got a wonderful part for you.
You have?
Yeah, it's set in Egypt, see?
Yeah.
Beautiful young girl and a handsome romantic boyfriend find an old cave near the pyramids.
Yes, yes.
Well, the beautiful young girl is frightened to go inside.
Yeah.
But her handsome romantic boyfriend gives her courage.
Oh, I say, this sounds exciting.
Yeah, well, they go inside the cave and there they find Cleopatra. Almost perfectly preserved after 3,000 years.
And you want me to play the beautiful young girl?
No, I want you to play Cleopatra. We can fake the preservation part.
Well, it's a little bit out of my line. I'm more suited to circus. Are there any jobs going here?
Well, yeah, we want an escapologist. Last night, the one we've got was nearly suffocated.
I'm not surprised. Those fellas take terrible risks, locking themselves in boxes, handcuffed and bound and thrown into a tank of water. No wonder he nearly suffocated. What happened?
He got tangled up in his bedclothes.
Hey, look, look, there's that chap who used to put his right arm in the lion's mouth. Hello, Lefty!
Oh, yeah, he's got a mate now. Three Fingers Brown, we call him.
Hey, what sort of an act do you reckon Elsie could do if she came back to the circus?
Well, let's see, how about a dog act?
Hey, that's a good idea. Come on, Elsie, sit up. Now, go on, right up, right up. Now, Beg. Now, shake hands. You're right, Andrew. That's right. That's the girl.
Say, hey, that's good. Nah, but her ears are too long.
It's no good, Elsie. You'll have to forget about going back to the circus. Your best is behind you, let's face it. On second thoughts, no.
But, Purse, I want to work in the circus. I've got sawdust in me blood.
How do you know?
Well, when I was born, instead of calling a doctor, my mother called a tree surgeon. Look, Harry, you've got to give me a job here. Why don't we do that act we used to do together?
Oh, you mean the act where I threw the butcher's knives as close as I could to your head?
That's it. We called it Harry and Baldy.
Yeah, but Elsie, it's no good. Circus performers are like a youthful figure. They never come back.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. Can't I even do my lion taming act? You remember how I used to crack my whip and call out my orders to the hungry cats? Down, Leo!
Well, yeah, we got someone now who does it inside the cage. I'm sorry, Elsie. So long, old-timer.
I'm through, Purse. And I think of the time I spent letting out my tights.
Oh, well, they'll do as a car cover. Well, now perhaps you'll come and have a look at the elephants.
Oh, all right, Percy. There they are over there.
Elsie. Elsie, that big one. She's the one that took me out of the cheap seats.
Are you sure, Percy?
I'll soon find out. Hello, old girl. Remember me? It's her. Treated me like her own son, she did. Oh, Elsie, an elephant never forgets. Hey, but look, she's attacking her mate.
You're right, Percy. An elephant never forgets, and they never forgive either.
How do you mean, Else?
Well, now that she's seen what you've grown up into, you should hear what she's calling your father.
There is one thing that a circus and Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate have in common. Both are adored by children of all ages. Yes, in Dairy Milk especially, people from 6 to 60 love to taste that deep-down flavor. Everyone loves to sample the goodness in those 21 thick, chunky squares. The reason is milk. Milk, fresh, creamy milk. Every deep bite tells you that's what makes Dairy Milk Australia's favorite chocolate. Buy a block tomorrow. Make Dairy Milk your regular favorite. Creamy, smooth Dairy Milk chocolate is today's best reason for I Want Cadbury's. In tonight's Cadbury Show, you heard Minnie Love as Minnie, Kevin Brennan as her old friend Purse, Frank Strain as Mr. Hercules, Audrey Teasdale as Miss Plunge, Ken Wayne as Harry Harpwangle. Songs by Babs McKinnon and Clive Way to the music of Wilbur Kentwell. Now, this is Reginald Goldsworthy saying goodnight for Elsie, your Cadbury star, Rita Paunceford.